This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Seton on the road, somewhere in the heartland of America with the French kid and the sprinter van. He'll check in with us coming up in a little bit. Mark Sanchez, former NFL quarterback, now working for Fox Sports, will join us a little bit later on. And Sally Field, two-time Academy Award-winning actress, will join us. She's in the movie 80 for Brady. She's in there with Lily Tomlin. She's in there with Jane Fonda and Rita Moreno. If somebody would have said a month ago, hey, I'm really going to look forward to you talking to Sally Field. Now, she's been in a lot of movies, a lot of blockbusters. Very famous. She's been famous since the mid-60s when I had a crush on her, when she was...
Yeah,
she was a Gidget, and then she was the Flying Nun. But she's been in a lot of big movies. Forrest Gump. She was Miss Doubtfire.
Steel Magnolias.
Yeah, quite a resume for Sally Field. But she's in this movie about Tom Brady, and we'll get an opportunity to talk to her a little bit later on today. What, Todd?
That'd be great if you were on a church football team and that was your nickname, the Flying Nun. Wouldn't that be awesome? Am I off to a bad start already?
We're 2 minutes and 25 seconds in. Don't be a buzzkill.
Sally, the Flying Nun Field at point guard.
Yeah, Paul.
I still can't believe we're having Sally Field on. There's just certain people that you don't think there's any way we'd have them on, whether they would choose to join us or we'd have a reason to ask them. And she's in a sports movie that's coincidentally around Brady's retirement. Perfect.
Yeah, she was offered to us. And I thought, yeah, sure. If Sally wanted to join us, I don't know how big a sports fan she is. I know she's a Dodger fan, but she'll join us coming up a little bit later on today. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. If you'd like to be in touch with the show, you can in a variety of ways. You can email, tweet, you can dial us up, all of the above. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Got a play of the day poll question and, of course, a few stats of the day coming up. Fritzy will be doing the honors of the poll question since Seton is on the road. And what offering do you have?
We've got a few of them, starting with, if you're in relatively good health, will you still attend sporting events at the age of 80 off the 80 for Brady movie? Mm-hmm. You bet I'm there, or, oh, my aching back. No thanks.
How about just yes or no?
I think it's fun to dress it up a little bit, the choices. Yes or no is boring. True or false?
I don't know if we're having fun with these.
Really? I'm having a grand old time back here.
Okay, what else?
At the age of 80, are you going to still go to sporting? Okay, which sounds more appealing? A free ticket for the worst seat in the house at the Super Bowl, or watch the Super Bowl in a hotel suite with Sally Field, Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Rita Moreno?
Oh, I'd rather be in a hotel room with the women.
Wow. That's a great call by you.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, it'd be fun. Get some drinks there.
The AARP ball.
They start to dish a little bit on things, wow. You know? Give me a little gossip there would be nice. Anything else, Todd?
I'd rather have one Academy Award for Best Actor, two Academy Awards for Supporting.
Now, that's a better question because Sally Field has, by the way, there's no S at the end. It's Sally Field. and she has two Academy Awards.
I honestly thought it was Sally Fields. I think I thought it was Sally Fields if you would have quizzed me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Glad I didn't pick up the phone.
Yeah. Hi, Miss Fields. How are you? Yes, Marvin. You have something to offer?
No, I just would have taken two. That was just the easy answer. Yes.
Oh, you just put up two.
Yeah, two-time Academy Award winner. They don't put. It's just two-time Academy Award winner. When you're on the poster,
yeah,
for your next blockbuster at Showcase Cinema or whatever movie theater,
yeah,
it's two-time Academy Award winner.
Okay, but that one time it was for the best actor. Do I want the best actor instead of, well, you were supporting actor?
People really aren't going to remember like that, though.
I think she won for Best Actress.
In Hooper with Burt Reynolds?
No.
Oh.
Or Smokey and the Bandit. Yeah, well, I didn't even mention the Smokey and the Bandit movies there with Sally Field. But I think she won the Best Actress, not Best Supporting Actress. Yes, Paul?
You could win Best Actor, man or woman, and kind of not get lucky, but have that one moment and it never happens again.
Yeah.
Like your career goes elsewhere. But if you get two Best Supporting Actors, that means you probably are legit.
Hmm.
More legit and more bigger career.
But is it like winning two Super Bowls? That, you know, for a quarterback, if you win two Super Bowls, now it puts you on a different platform?
Would it be comparable to like winning a Super Bowl as the quarterback and winning Super Bowl MVP or having two regular season MVPs? Two regular season MVPs probably gets you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, more so than a Super Bowl MVP.
One, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. This program brought to you by the great folks at Legacy Box, safest way to digitally preserve the moments for generations. We all have those great athletic achievements that, we have them in pictures or VHSs or movies. Well, you want to make sure that you don't lose them. Legacy Box will take care of them. And you'll be able to share them with generations and generations and generations. Visit LegacyBox.com/Patrick. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. So we'll hear from Seton O'Connor a little bit later on the road. As far as the Brady coverage yesterday, you're probably Brady'd out here. But there are a lot of people yesterday that I either heard from or I read or listened to. And they're not buying in that Tom is officially retired. And I get it because of what happened last year, but also, can Tom withstand the urge in July when all of a sudden the Niners realize Brock Purdy is not going to be back for 9 months instead of 6 months? And then they reach out to Tom because that's when it hits you. It's certain times of the year where you're supposed to be at camp. You've been at camp for 23 years. And then go back to even before that with college, 4 more years. So you got about 27 years where he knows that feeling, what it's like. And then go back to even high school. So now you have, 30 years of knowing that feeling of that time of the year. July, August. Is he going to be prepping to be a broadcaster? When does that start? And the teams are going to, you know, there's going to be teams that will reach out if you get an injury. Let's say a team has a quarterback who's not ready to play, maybe San Francisco. Then what happens? Or somebody gets injured early in the season. Can Tom fight that urge? And I think until the season starts and Tom's in a broadcast booth or whatever he's doing, there'll be a lot of people who will be skeptical about this. We're going to check in with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Rick Stroud, who has been great. Rick said, is this the last time you're ever going to call me? And I said, yeah, it could be. I'm sorry, Rick. You've done a great job. And he's been there with us the entire time with Brady news, Buccaneers news, the highs and the lows. And we thought we'd have him on to kind of put a bow on this. Where does Tampa go with this? What are they going to do as far as quarterback goes? Do they have their coach? You know, I mean, there's still a lot of questions here, and that's a division that is winnable. Yeah, Marv.
Speaking of Rick Stroud, I think he's on the Chris Haynes level of, man, you were such a big help to us. Chris Haynes, when he was down in the bubble.
Oh, man.
I mean, he was our guy down there.
Yes.
I mean, we've talked to Chris since then. We may never talk to Rick after this, but it's on that same level.
Yeah, and it was funny because, you know, when you have these guys during the pandemic, Chris Haynes was wonderful. that we would have him on, and he joined us and gave us great insights of the NBA season in the bubble. And Rick's done a wonderful job with that as well. Yeah, Paul.
I'm still fascinated going back a few years of how the Buccaneers got Brady. And Rick has written about this, and others have, but they kept it so quiet. I cannot find anyone who was even hinting that the Buccaneers were in play for Brady. And there's a lot of stories out there that he and Arians talked multiple times. And I remember we did the show the day that he signed, and you said something like, I wonder if he went with Bruce Arians because he's the anti-Bill Belichick. He's the opposite of Bill Belichick.
Well, we thought that he was going to have more fun, but then you started to hear stories that maybe they weren't having as much fun as you thought they were. And then when you look at what was happening with the offensive coordinator, you know, I just felt like there were a lot more moving parts there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And did Tom get along with everybody there? But then you start to hear the story that Tom, if he was coming back, was going to be with Tampa Bay, which surprised me. Multiple reports there. The situation going on with the Niners is interesting. I guess they officially said goodbye to Jimmy Garoppolo. Here is Kyle Shanahan talking about any possibility of Jimmy G coming back.
There's a scenario in which you guys could see Jimmy being back, and if so, what would that look like?
No, I don't see any scenario of that.
Ouch. Yeah. Couldn't you just say, we'd love to have him back, we're not quite sure? I think that sounded pretty definitive there. But you got Trey Lance coming back. He'll be healthy. Brock Purdy, they're still saying 6 months. And I'm surprised at that. But if he can come back in 6 months after Tommy John surgery, then great. But we haven't heard. I don't know if he went to another doctor, got a second opinion there. But it still feels like even, I was told by an orthopedic surgeon, even without surgery, it's still 6 months for that to heal. And I'm thinking, well, then why would you get cut on if it's still going to be the same amount of time? Or why not get cut on if it's the same amount of time? I'm still confused with that. But the quarterbacking situation with the Niners, we now know it's not going to be Tom Brady. And it still feels like the Aaron Rodgers, Packers, is he going someplace, is still very fluid. And it just feels like the Raiders are screaming out here. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, do I want to go to the Jets? Even I love the young nucleus they have there. Do I want to go to the Raiders? And the Raiders have a lot of talent there. They just underperformed. Now, am I sold on that head coach? Am I sold on Josh McDaniels being a head coach? I know he's, you know, offensive-minded guy. But you go in there and you got a lot of weapons. You reunite with Devontae Adams. Got Josh Jacobs, you got a really good running back. I mean, you have the talent there. You got some defensive players, some impactful players there. I just wonder if, you know, Rodgers will play the victim here. Like, okay, I guess Packers want to trade me. All right, go ahead and trade me. I mean, he's going to get paid wherever he goes. I just don't know how long he wants to play. If he goes back to Green Bay, it feels like for 1 year. If he goes to the Raiders, I feel like it might be for maybe 2 years. But to reunite with Devontae Adams, that'd be a good start. He's going to get paid. The question is, what's Green Bay going to get in return for Aaron Rodgers? And do you want to turn the team over to Jordan Love? Yeah, Paul.
Which is a bigger lifestyle change, moving from Green Bay, Wisconsin to New York City or to Las Vegas? I mean, they're both drastic as they get. I think Vegas may be weirder coming from Green Bay.
Well, okay. A bigger lifestyle change to live in Green Bay or to live in Vegas?
Yes.
Wait, what's the answer?
No, I'm saying compare New York or Vegas. Like,
which... Oh, no, I was just giving you, if I said he was going to stay in Green Bay, somebody who was moving to Green Bay,
right,
or somebody moving to Vegas.
Oh, for the first time?
Yes.
Like a Green Bay winter versus,
yes,
a Vegas summer?
Yeah. Because you'll hear people who, New Yorkers who move to L.A., or L.A. moves to New York, and it feels like the New Yorkers going to L.A. have an easier time than the other way around. But I was wondering if Aaron Rodgers said, you know, what's going to be tougher to get acclimated to, Vegas or Green Bay? I would say probably Green Bay. I mean, all of these guys, all these athletes have been to Vegas. Not all these athletes have been to Green Bay. Plus that first winter, and you're like, oh, my goodness. This hurts.
I've been in both. I think a Las Vegas summer is more harsh than a Green Bay winter.
But you can get out of summer and you play indoors in Vegas.
Yeah, but
you know, I'm playing tours in Green Bay.
If I'm in Green Bay, I can put a jacket on. If I live in Vegas in the summer, I can't peel my skin off.
You just crank up the AC. Yes, Marv.
The AC in those casinos are blasting.
Oh, I know.
With no clocks and cigarette smoke.
Yes, Don.
But as cold as Green Bay may be, you never hear people say, I can only stay in Green Bay for a few days and I got to get out of there.
Well,
Vegas is like the only place in the world where you're like, yeah, I can't deal with that place. After like 2 or 3 days, I'm gone.
That's not the weather. That's not weather related. That's lifestyle. And I have a hard time with Vegas, you know, because I don't gamble. And then they'll go, oh, the restaurants are great. Okay. Well, I can go to New York for that. Oh, they got shows. They're incredible. Okay. Now, they do have golf there, but yeah, I'm usually a weekend. In fact, I have a guy, Bad Larry, who's on the gambling podcast. I call him Vegas because I can only be around him for 2 days. he's just really tough. By the way, a new gambling podcast later today with Shay and Irving, Dylan and Bad Larry. Yeah, Paul.
I've been to Vegas. I've been to Green Bay. When I came back from Green Bay, I had money with me and my morals. I came back from Vegas.
Yes, Marv.
But I think it depends on what type of lifestyle you live. I think we're all family guys. And so I'm not out in these streets like I once was. Now at 23.
These streets.
It's but look, now, you know what? We'll go see a show. We'll go to, you know.
Go to bed at a reasonable hour.
I mean, sure. The Luxor is kind of a rough night, though.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
How much Blue Man Group and Celine Dion can you take? And after a couple of days, it's like, I got to get out of there.
Well, there's a lot of residencies out there.
I had the buffet, and I gambled a little bit. I'm done.
Yes, Mark.
Next year, we'll go see Usher. Usher's got a residency in Las Vegas. We'll go out there. We'll just have a nice steak dinner.
I don't
some
even
asparagus.
Know. Do I know any Usher songs?
I think tomorrow might be a Usher Friday.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I got to take the day off.
Wait a minute.
Usher? You guys got a Usher?
Yeah.
You guys got it.
Are you okay?
I'm all right. For now.
I'm sure I know his songs. I know that he's a big star. I'm just not too familiar
with him. He's got jams.
Okay.
That's all you need to know.
All right. Celine Dion does too.
Oh, my Celine and Usher tomorrow? Okay.
No one does a residency in Green Bay. When are they going to do one of those?
Yeah.
3 weeks in the Bay.
Adele does a residency in Vegas.
Hello.
I'd go see Adele.
Bloop. You guys missed it. I said hello.
I know.
Okay.
Hello. You had to do it in the voice.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
It's Marv.
It's Marv.
Marv. Yeah, Paul.
I've got the schedule for Vegas this weekend. You got Bruno Mars, right? Luke Bryan, very popular.
All right.
Styx. Brian Adams. It's that throwback weekend.
Okay.
X.
All right. That's all I got so far.
Yeah, but that would be great. I mean, I would go to see every one of those.
And we can call it the summer of 69.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Bloop, bloop. Thank you, Mark.
The hell of a segment. Just
yeah,
had.
It is. I don't know what we accomplished there, but we got 17 minutes out of the way. Coming up, we'll check in with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is Rick Stroud sure that Tom Brady is not going to come back and play football? We'll take a break. Phone calls coming up. Sally Field a little bit later on, and our good buddy Mark Sanchez will join us as well. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. When you open up that Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you're unlocking potential. The potential to do your own thing, be your own boss, steer your own success, blaze your own trail. Each and every Sprinter van is built, designed, and equipped to let you hit the open road and take on any goal. We'll check in with Seton O'Connor coming up next hour. And I don't know where he is. I know he was going through Des Moines. Not sure if he's still in Des Moines. He said that he was up early at a bar. I go, okay, sure. I'm not sure what he's doing in a bar in Des Moines, but we'll find out. He's there with the French kid. 16 body types. I'm talking about the Sprinter van, not those in the bar. 16 body types, a choice of gas or diesel engine, thousands of ways to customize. It's capable and versatile enough to drive your ambitions. You can enter, still have time. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, customized by Gretsch RV, and it's the Dan Patrick Show Ultimate Fan Van Sweepstakes. To enter, get official rules. Visit danpatrick.com, your chance to win. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Open up a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Unlock your potential. Hit the open road. Be your own boss. Live out your dreams. Capable, versatile Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Make sure you sign up. You can win the Sprinter van that we're taking cross-country. Then it'll be a week from tomorrow. We will have the announcement of the Sprinter van that we are giving away. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. I was watching Damian Lillard scored 42 last night, Blazers with a win over the Grizzlies. He's now scored 40 or more points in six of the last 11 games. He's averaging 39 points per game over that span, most of the NBA. Here are the numbers, though. A total of 38 40-point games in the month of January. Second most in a calendar month in NBA history. The only month with more 40-point games was this past December with 45.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Pop. The old record of most 40-point games in a month in the NBA was 37. That was set in 1961. And here we are back-to-back months that they've broken that record. Look who's here to join us. Might be a swan song. He's Rick Stroud, covers the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times, host of Sports Day Tampa Bay podcast. Oh, the memories, Rick. Where did they go? Okay. Are you 100% certain Tom Brady is 100% retiring?
Oh, you believed him, huh? Are you the guy? Yeah. Call me in 39 days. Like last year, February 1st, February 1st again.
Yep.
Started free. No, I actually do believe him this time because I want to believe him. I so badly want to believe him in the sense that we've been through this, right? And I think it, you know, if you were around as I was, as the people that cover this team or people who coached this team last year, it took an enormous toll on him mentally, right? Like, this was not Tom Brady. This was not how Tom Brady prepares. He had, you know, had become a single dad when he was with his children. You know, the team wasn't very good in the areas it needed to be for him. And I just think that, you know, if he was going to play again, then the best chance for him was to play back in Tampa. I mean, you know, it sounds great. Go out to California or Las Vegas or something like that. It just wasn't going to work for his personal life. And it does work here in Tampa for him from a logistics standpoint. He had done it. So, you know, if you look at where they're at as a football team, $55 million over the cap, a lot of free agents, all of that. I just don't think he felt confident that it would go much better. And I think he's at peace with his decision.
How big of a surprise was this locally in Tampa?
I think the timing of it was a surprise. I mean, he had said he was going to take more time and actually did it on the very anniversary of his last retirement. They got eliminated a week earlier, so maybe that had something to do with it. Look, the guys people I talked to that are close to him really thought that it was likely he would play again. He absolutely can play. I mean, the guy threw for 15,000 yards in the last 3 years. It's incredible when you think back. I don't think we really give enough credit to what he did coming in here during a pandemic, leaving New England the way he did, not knowing his teammates, you know, getting tossed out of houses that he thought was Byron Leftwich's and Parks, and working out with guys, and then winning a Super Bowl the first year was just incredible. So they've had an unbelievable run, you know, 3 playoff appearances, 2 division titles, more success in 3 years than they'd had probably in the previous, 25. So, you know, I really think that we'll look back on this as a good run.
How did they pull this off? How did Bruce Arians and Brady pull this off to begin with, where they surprised everybody? It was like, oh, he's not leaving New England. Wait, he's leaving New England. Wait, he's going to Tampa Bay. And yeah, it pretty much was almost like LeBron going to the Miami Heat. We didn't expect it, and then it happened. How did they pull off the surprise?
Well, I think that Tom had some, you know, some studying that he had done himself. And you know, I think staying on the East Coast of the United States was important. He has a son in New York. Obviously, he was married at that time. He wanted to go someplace warm. That was clear. And really, if you looked at the football team, they were ready to win a Super Bowl. I mean, they had a lot of talent, and at that time, younger talent, right, 3 years ago. The offensive line had been together for a number of years. And no matter what the theories are about Bruce Arians and why he did or didn't coach this season, if Brady had something to do with that, Bruce Arians had coached Peyton Manning. He and Tom likes to be pushed. You know, Bruce held him accountable, maybe a little more than he was used to. But I just think it was a refreshing change for him. You know, he was able to get out from underneath that Belichickian sort of wall and find his voice and have some fun. He got Gronk to come with him. You know, the frat guys were together again. I mean, it was an unbelievable time, and he really enjoyed it. And somehow they managed to put together a really good football team. They were 7-5 and went on a run and won 8 in a row. So it wasn't like it was all smooth in the beginning. But what a magical time for him and for Bucs fans.
He said something in his latest retirement video speech where he said he wouldn't change anything. And it kind of stood out because of what happened this last year. And I wonder if he needed to go through this to get to this point that – He went through an awful lot off the field. He went through an awful lot on the field. But it's almost like he needed something to say, okay, move on with your life. Now you can walk away from the game. Do you buy into that?
I think there's something to that. I think we all evolve, even at his age. I mean, he's as competitive as hell. And the thing about it is that he can still play and he knows it, right? But I think when you go through what he went through in terms of the divorce, and look, people tell me, you know, second day of training camp, he gets the word that this is happening. Like, not And I, you know, who knows what goes on in anybody's marriage, but like, he wasn't planning on this. This wasn't something that he thought was going to happen when he went to training camp. So to have to go through a season, he also knew this, Dan, he can no longer prepare the way he prepares, right? The priorities now become something different when he's by himself with his children. It's not like, hey, you're coming home every night, you see him, you run upstairs and hit the projector. Projector, listen to me. It's a, you know, not that anymore, obviously. But I think that his way of preparing wasn't sustainable anymore. I just don't think he could put into it all that he requires to do to be Tom Brady. Now, he's still the most prepared guy if he falls out of bed and plays because of his 23 years. But I think he found it almost impossible to prepare the way he wanted to.
If Tampa brings in Aaron Rodgers, we'll have you back on. But if you're going to
listen, if this is it and Sally Field, Steel Magnolias, Norma Ray, 80 for Brady, are you kidding me? Like, hey, I'm honored. I'm honored to be on the show this day. It's amazing.
By the way, how are your Buccaneers moving forward? You mentioned the salary cap hell. Let's start at quarterback. Who's quarterbacking the Buccaneers next year?
Right now, the only guy they have, you know, is Kyle Trask. So we start there. But listen, it depends on who they hire as an offensive coordinator. If Todd Monken were to take this job, I'm not sure why he would want it, but if he took this job and came back, he was in Cleveland 1 year with Baker Mayfield, loves the guy, absolutely loves the guy. So there's some free agents out there they have to bring in. But right now, they'll offer Blaine Gabbert a chance to come back on a one-year deal. That was the plan if Tom didn't come back. And so it's going to be Kyle and I would suspect Blaine, and maybe they'll go after a free agent or something.
So you think Baker Mayfield could be, or at least there's the possibility Baker Mayfield could be the next quarterback of the Buccaneers?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think a lot of it depends on who the coordinator is. But listen, they were looking last year for quarterbacks when they didn't think, when Brady was out for those 40 days, Baker was on that list. And, you know, people say, well, what about Jimmy Garoppolo? The only thing about Garoppolo is, not a deep ball thrower. Now, they have Todd Bowles, and they couldn't run it worth a damn last year. So if you're going to bring in Jimmy Garoppolo, you better find a way to run the football, and that's what they couldn't do. So anything's possible right now, but the salary cap is real. It's a problem, and I think you're limited as to the kind of quarterback you can pay. But, yeah, absolutely. I think Baker would be in the crosshairs there.
Well, hopefully this isn't goodbye. But until the next time, Rick. But thank you again. You were always available. You always had great insights, and we appreciate it. It's not a funeral, but I'm just it feels more like a wake, maybe.
I understand. I wish I had the $375 million golden parachute that Tom does, but I'm available anytime, man.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks.
That's Rick Stroud, covers the Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Times, and host of Sports Day Tampa Bay podcast. Yeah, he was always available whenever there was something good or bad or ugly or questionable with the Buccaneers and Brady, and he always had great insights there. A couple of phone calls in here. Did we settle on the poll question, Todd?
We did. We do not have results just yet, but we're going to go with, I'd rather have one Academy Award for the best actor, two Academy Awards, but best supporting.
Did we check Sally Field win best actress with her two Academy Awards?
We will have to check that.
Thank you, Todd. That's why we're asking the question.
I just thought it's a fun Academy Award.
I know, but I asked that 20 minutes ago. Are you that busy?
I should have gotten you that before, I guess.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Dan. I wanted to see if I could stump you and the boys with a Super Bowl trivia question.
Okay.
As you know, Andy Reid is about to play his former team in the Super Bowl. Four other times a head coach has played his former team. I believe you were at one of those games. Can you name three of those four head coaches?
Oh, God.
Two. Can you name two?
Yes, Marv.
Dan Reeves?
Dan Reeves is one, yes.
All right. The coach coaching against his former team.
Yep, and you, I know you were at one of these games. You talk about it a lot.
Okay. Did I hand out a Super Bowl trophy?
I'm not sure, but you watched a very famous play.
Okay. I watched a very famous play, Pete Carroll against the Patriots.
Yes, I forgot that he had coached the Patriots, but he's the second one.
Okay.
And then there's a third one that you of a guy you used to work with.
Guy I used to work with.
At the mothership. I think he was there when you were there.
Oh. Okay, so not Tony Dungy. Let's see. At the mothership when I was there. I had Dennis Green when I was there. Bill Parcells?
John Gruden. Was he there when you were there?
Yes. Yeah.
John. He was with the Bucs coaching against the Raiders.
Right.
And the last one was a guy by the name of Webb Eubanks, who was the head coach
Weeb.
Of the Jets. They were playing the Colts.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you, Doug. Yeah, Paul.
Just as importantly, Sally Field has two Academy Awards for Best Actress.
Okay.
Norma Rae and what's the other one?
Places in the Heart.
Places in the Heart.
Okay.
I've never seen that one.
Yeah. And then she was like the buzzkill in Mrs. Doubtfire, where she was, you know, the parent, and, you know, Robin Williams was having all the fun with her kids, and she was the one trying to be the parent there. She was also in Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis. Yes, Todd.
And she received an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress. She had a nomination as Mary Todd Lincoln in 2012.
Okay. I wonder if she knows that I played Lincoln in an Adam Sandler movie.
Of course. I mean, to prep for her role.
Yeah, Daniel Day-Patrick.
You would think.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
She was also Dr. Buss's mother in the Showtime miniseries.
Really?
Well, I knew she grew up a big Laker fan and a Dodger fan. Yes, Paul.
There are quite a few actors who have a Best Actor Academy Award and Best Supporting. Like Jack Nicholson's got two Best Actors, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, As Good As It Gets, in Terms of Endearment. Trying to find people with two Best. Michael Caine has two Best.
Michael Caine?
Oh, here it is. Michael Caine has two Best Supporting Actor wins. Hannah and Her Sisters, Cider House Rules. He never got a Best Actor.
Well, he shouldn't have gotten for Cider House Rules. Wow. That was Haley Joel Osment for The Sixth Sense. Got ripped off.
Still upset.
I am. He was unbelievable in that movie. It feels like we don't give enough credit to the really, really young actor and actresses.
I have a theory about this. Okay. It's just like a freshman going for the Heisman. You got a lot more chances. Haley Joel Osment got he'll have tons more chances. He's a kid.
And he got no chances.
Right.
Yeah, I'm still bothered by it. Yes, Mark.
I'm with Paulie. I really hate that. Like, they'll be back. You don't know that. That's like when a young team loses in like
it's like
Super
Dan
Bowl.
Marino. He'll be back.
Correct.
Never got back.
Never.
Is Dan Marino the Haley Joel Osment of that?
That old debate. We're doing that again.
Well, I figured it was better than LeBron has the greatest career of all time of any NBA player. He's got the Pacers coming up. Don't the Pacers have a rookie who said LeBron had to impress him?
Benedict Mathune? Yeah. He's doing pretty well this year.
Yeah. But I think he said LeBron's got to impress me, not the other way around. They faced the Pacers tonight. Yes, Mark.
He's asking for it.
I don't think he's going to get 89 against him, but that would be great if LeBron goes, let me just score every single time down the floor. Yeah. You put up like 70 on the kid. That'd be great. All right, let me take a break. We got a busy show here, and glad you're part of the program. We'll get to our play of the day right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Look like God.
Check this out.
Morton, high right wing, ball on his hip. Triple threat position. Gives DeLoyer, who's at the top of the key. Right side to Gillis. He'll shoot another three. He'll make another three. Mason Gillis, 9 3-point buckets in the game. That's a Mackey Arena record.
That's courtesy of Learfield Sports. Purdue, number one in the country, beats Penn State. Gillis more than doubled his previous career best with 29 points, 9 3-pointers, most in the Big Ten this season. That's your play of the day, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Todd, update the poll results from the first 47 minutes of the program.
Fascinating results. I rather have 2 Academy Awards for Best Supporting Actor, 51%. 1 Academy Award for Best Actor, 49%.
Okay.
Right down the middle.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right. Yes, Paulie.
I have a Academy Awards quiz briefly if you want to. Mm-hmm. Which actor, now I'll start with actor.
Okay.
Which actor, I'm going to start with actress actually. Which actress has the most career Academy Award nominations? It could be for best actor or best supporting actor.
Meryl Streep.
Anyone else want to go off the board off other than Meryl Streep? Is that the entertainment music?
I don't know.
Katherine Hepburn has 12.
The loons, Betty Norman. The loons.
I teed you up there. Betty Davis with 10. Meryl Streep has 21, more than almost double Katherine Hepburn. Here's the thing about Meryl Streep. She's only 3 for 21 from the field in nominations.
She's the John Starks,
yes,
of actresses.
21 nominations. I hate to say the phrase only 3 wins, but it does seem unfair.
Wow.
She got Sophie's Choice Best Actress, The Iron Lady, and Kramer versus Kramer. She was Best Supporting Actress.
That's not a good shooting percentage.
It's not fair to Meryl Streep.
Yes, Todd.
Where's Glenn Close on that list? She doesn't want to be ignored.
Thank you.
An excuse to drop that.
Yeah.
Glenn Close is not in the top 30.
Okay. What about men?
I don't think you'll get it.
Okay.
I would say he's modern era. Like if you were using quarterbacks, this guy is from the modern-ish era. Hmm. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s was his heyday.
Laurence Olivier.
No, but he's in the mix.
Okay. Yes, Marv.
Jack
Nicholson.
Oh, there's only one. Oh, I thought it was
Jack
Nicholson.
Anyone want to go other? Fritzy?
I don't know.
Dustin Hoffman.
Fritzy, do you know the question I asked?
I was going to go Robert Redford.
Robert Redford is not at all correct. Jack Nicholson, 12
Whoa.
Nominations.
All right.
Three wins. A decent.
All right.
One Flew of the Cuckoo's Nest, as good as it gets, terms of endearment.
Okay.
Okay, who has the best shooting percentage in Academy Awards here? That means the...
Nominated once and won once?
No, you had to have multiple.
Oh, okay.
We had to have standards in this game.
Okay. Standards in practice.
Both of these two people have six nominations and won three times, thrice.
Yes. Yes, Marv.
Daniel Day.
Daniel Day-Lewis is correct, Marvin.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Marvin's our Hollywood guy. My Left Foot, no sequel. There Will Be Blood and Lincoln.
You would have thought they would add My Right Foot
right. As
the sequel.
It writes itself. No sequel to Lincoln either, but unforeseen
circumstances. Yeah, that's true.
The Woman, who went 3 for 6 from the field.
3 for 6 from the floor.
And all Best Actress winners. And she is in the modern era, started in the 90s.
Mm.
One of your favorites, Dan.
Pam Ant, no.
No, Pat, that's
not
my favorite.
Pam,
she won in 96, and then she went 2017 and 2020 Best Actress. Fritzy, it's not Yasmin Bleeth, so
not?
You're out. It's not Carmen Electra.
That's disappointing.
Frances McDormand.
Oh!
Fargo, 3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, and Nomadland just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks is also 2 for 6 from the field.
Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
Did Tom Hanks do back-to-back? You back-to-back 1 year?
Was that Big and Gump?
Yes, he went 90s Cowboys. He went Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, back-to-back.
Wow.
You say Big?
Yeah, I did Big. He was unbelievable in Big.
That's fair.
Philadelphia was like Kobe and LeBron playing on the Olympic team. It was Denzel and Tom Hanks in their prime.
Yeah.
What a career turn that was.
And Antonio Banderas.
It's not working. It's not working. Sorry.
I can't find anyone else going back to back.
Why must I love you so much?
Why must she love me so much? Rick in California. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
5'7", 210.
All right.
So I was thinking about this Oscar snub for the young guys versus the old timers. And Leonardo DiCaprio, and what's eating Gilbert Grape?
Best Tommy Lee Jones. Best acting of Leonardo DiCaprio's career is What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Because I didn't know much about him, and he shocked me. Because that was not really, it was Johnny Depp movie, but Leo was so good in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. He's unbelievable. Tim in Boca. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind today?
Oh, man. How you doing, Dan? Love your show. about a month ago, Paulie, you started talking about Springsteen writing songs for the Ramones, the Pointer Sisters. You guys almost went 20 minutes with it. Fritzy imitated Bruce Springsteen, Dan singing songs. But the moment Marvin brings up Usher, all you guys jump on him. The whole time you guys did the Bruce Springsteen thing, he didn't say a word. He probably just sat there like, I work with the whitest guys ever. But he didn't say nothing. But today he brings up Usher. You guys threaten to take tomorrow off, take sick days.
We make fun of, Fritzy makes fun of Springsteen. He makes fun of Bob Dylan.
We went too far, though, calling out Usher. Though.
Yeah. How dare you call out Usher? You better not call out Nelly. What else you got, Marv?
It's February. That's what that is. I'm playing.
What is Usher's biggest song?
I think Yeah.
Oh, Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the lyrics on that one?
Is it just like, yeah.
Tomorrow, yeah. I'll play it.
You can play it today.
Very popular song. I remember it.
Okay.
In this club or something? Is that it?
Fritzy looks like he's going to Usher with me in Vegas.
In this club.
Okay. It doesn't mean we're the whitest guys because I don't know Usher.
I never said that. That was Tim and Boca.
And I said that your month should be longer than February, Marv. You know where I stand on that. Why is it the shortest month?
That's a good question.
Yeah. The whitest guys.
28 days. Yeah. As Usher would say. Yeah.
Why not a longer month?
I'm going to bring that up to someone.
Seton O'Connor will join us from the road. And Mark Sanchez will stop by. More phone calls as well. Glad to have you part of the program. Some of the whitest guys in America. And Marvin. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. One more item as we close out hour one, Simply Safe Home Security. Simple because you can do it. You can install it. Going to take you less than 30 minutes. It's safe, extremely safe. They should have called it Simply Extremely Safe. And it's the best home security system you can get. And if you don't believe me, you should. U.S. News and World Report the last 3 years said Simply Safe number one home security. That's a three-peat. Designed with cutting-edge security technology powered by 24-7 professional monitoring. Also, 24-7 professional monitoring service will cost you under a dollar a day. That's less than half the price of traditional home security systems. No contracts to sign, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. You get a great product. You get what you pay for. And that's rare nowadays. In fact, you get more than what you pay for. You can lock and unlock the doors, access your cameras, arm and disarm your system from anywhere with the great app that they have, Simply Safe Home Security. Go to simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.